Equipment: mixing bowl, measuring cups and spoons, whisk or fork, wooden spoon or spatula, kitchen towel or plastic wrap, rolling pin, optional, if you prefer to roll out your dough. Ingredients: pizza dough, 1 cup warm water, about 110°F/45°C, 2¼ TSP active dry yeast or 1 packet, 2½ to 3 cups all-purpose flour, can also use bread flour, 2 TSP sugar, 2 TSP salt, 2 TBSP olive oil, pizza sauce, 1 can 28 ounces, San Marzano tomatoes, whole and peeled, 2-3 cloves garlic finely minced, 2 TBSP extra virgin olive oil, 1 small onion finely chopped, 1 TSEP dried oregano or fresh if available, 1/2 TSP dried basil or a handful of fresh basil leaves chopped, 1/2 TSP sugar optional to taste, salt and freshly ground black pepper to taste, a pinch of red pepper flakes optional for a little heat, a splash of red wine optional, garlic butter, 1 cup, 2 sticks unsalted butter, softened, 4-6 cloves garlic minced, adjust based on your garlic preference, 2 TBSP fresh parsley finely chopped, optional, 1/2 TSP salt, adjust to taste and based on whether your butter is already salted, 1/4 TSP black pepper optional, a pinch of red pepper flakes is optional for a hint of heat. Instructions: pizza dough, yeast activation. In a bowl, combine the warm water and sugar. Stir until sugar is dissolved. Sprinkle the yeast over the water and let it sit for 5 minutes until it becomes frothy. Mixing the dough. In a large bowl, combine the flour and salt. Make a well in the center and pour in the yeast mixture and olive oil. Stir the mixture until it forms a dough. Kneading. Transfer the dough to a floured surface and knead for about 5-7 minutes or until it's smooth and elastic. First rise. Place the dough in a bowl lightly coated with olive oil, covering it with a damp cloth. Let it rise in a warm place for 1-2 hours or until it has doubled in size. Shaping. Punch down the risen dough and transfer it to a floured surface. Divide it if you're making more than 1 pizza, then shape it into your desired pizza form. Second rise, optional. Some people prefer letting their shaped pizza dough rise for an additional 30 minutes before adding toppings, which can result in a puffier crust. Baking. Preheat your oven as hot as it goes, typically between 475°F/245°C and 525°F/270°C. If you have a pizza stone, preheat that as well. Top your pizza with your preferred toppings and bake for about 10, 15 minutes or until the crust is golden and the cheese is bubbly and slightly browned. Serve and enjoy. Remove from the oven and let it cool for a couple of minutes before slicing. Enjoy your homemade pizza. Pizza sauce. Preparation. If using canned tomatoes, pour them into a bowl and hand crush them, removing any hard stem ends or skins. Set aside. Sauté onions and garlic. In a saucepan, heat the olive oil over medium heat. Add the chopped onions and sauté until translucent, about 5 minutes. Add the minced garlic and red pepper flakes and cook for another 1-2 minutes until fragrant. Add tomatoes. Pour in the crushed tomatoes, including their juices. Season. Add the oregano, basil, sugar, and a splash of red wine if using. Stir to combine. Simmer. Reduce the heat to low and let the sauce simmer for 20-30 minutes, stirring occasionally. The longer it simmers, the richer and more concentrated the flavors will become. Season. Add salt and black pepper to taste. Adjust the seasoning according to your preferences. Blend optional. If you prefer a smoother sauce, you can use an immersion blender or a regular blender to puree the sauce to your desired consistency. Remember to cool it a bit if using a regular blender to avoid splatters. Cool and store. Allow the sauce to cool before spreading it on your pizza dough. Store any leftovers in an airtight container in the refrigerator for up to a week or freeze for longer storage. This sauce pairs wonderfully with a variety of toppings. Feel free to tweak the recipe based on your personal preferences and enjoy your gourmet pizza. Garlic butter. Prepare butter. Ensure that the butter is softened to room temperature. It should be malleable but not melted. Combine ingredients. In a mixing bowl, combine the softened butter, minced garlic, salt, pepper, red pepper flakes, if using, and chopped parsley. Mix well until all the ingredients are fully incorporated. Taste and adjust. Give the garlic butter a taste and adjust the salt or garlic as needed. Store. If not using immediately, transfer the garlic butter to a piece of parchment paper or plastic wrap. Shape it into a log, twist the ends to seal, and refrigerate until firm. Alternatively, you can store it in an airtight container. Garlic butter can be kept in the refrigerator for up to 2 weeks or can be frozen for longer storage. Use: spread on bread for garlic toast, melt overcooked seafood, toss with freshly cooked pasta, or use as a base for white pizza.